Australian miners right at the moment, whilst there is a drop in a number of metal prices, there's a 30% movement in the exchange rate that's really, really having some benefit to people with Australian-based costs. And then exactly the cost of energy, which is one of the primary costs for diesel and the like, is significant. So that is having a flow-on benefit. It all depends on individual contractual terms, but one of the moves to floating commodity prices or market-driven commodity prices, a lot of production costs are also driven by those floating rates, so a drop in oil prices having a real benefit.
For the mining industry, what if we look at the hydrocarbon industry, Australian LNG pegged to the price of oil? We've just seen another company shipping out from the East Coast. Must make it more difficult for them.
Well, and you see the massive dynamic through the global gas market that's happened out of the shale market in the US and North America, that it really has completely disrupted what people thought was the somewhat finite resource that they were playing into. So, the world of gas sales has got some really good margin, and I think most of our LNG players are talking about a margin product now. We're still talking about perhaps $2.50 compared to a domestic value that's sort of closer to 10 cents. So there's some real value to be delivered if you can better deliver the gas into countries that need them, but there's plenty of countries trying to do it.
And is that margin of $2.50 on a gigajoule of $6?
Yeah, I think that's the seaborne number, and forgive me, I haven't looked at that in the last couple of weeks, but the seaborne number that people are able to generate is just so much higher than a domestic gas sale. That's always been the economic driver behind the trains, but now the changing value per gigajoule is going to be a driver of the economics for those companies involved.
Chris, I know you're involved in mining, but are you able to comment on what the price of oil is doing for farming?
I don't have a direct line of sight, but again, you're talking if you've got the exchange rate in this case goes against you for the fact that the oil price is primarily US denominated, so there's a yin and a yang in that process. But we're talking about an oil price that's dropped well over 50% against an exchange rate that's probably gone up 30% in the same time. So you would think that there's a straight benefit to farming. Not sure that I don't have an appreciation for just what component fuel costs represent of the overall farming cost. I would have thought the cost of land are probably still pretty significant in that.
Can I just confirm something? You said the exchange rate gone up 30% of the time that oil's dropped 50%.
So when I say up, I mean the cost of oil in Australian dollar terms is rising because of the drop in the Australian dollar. So the exchange rate impact, if you like, is an increase in the oil price. But the actual underlying oil price has dropped by significantly more than that. So you don't get a straight benefit of the drop in oil price. The exchange rate is actually doing what we would expect it to do when commodity prices move the way they have.